Drinking and driving is a decision that could change your whole world. Don't do it. Hi, I'm Bar Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Paul Emig sits below on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. I would like him to sit up top and then ask down the questions, but I don't have that capability. Grant Bills is here in his usual square. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Grant.
I wish I had for you more. Thank you for coming to the Friday episode yesterday. You'll never guess what was the problem. My internet did not work. Unbelievable.
We have 10 minutes of behind the scenes unusable.
Some of it still may see the light. I haven't gone back and looked at it yet, but some of it may see the light. So if you're getting this, you're getting a double dose Friday. Also, we've got our week two picks with Ryan Horvat that is already published on your Bart Winkler Into the Winklerverse channels. Hank the dog is dead. At least that's what the Brewers are telling us. I had no reaction to this. I had people tweeting me about it and messaging me, and of course we talked about it. But I don't have a I thought he was dead. I thought the whole thing was there were seven Hank the dogs. So why? I mean, if there's some guy somewhere that has a dog that, you know, was really important to him and he thinks he was Hank, that's sad that that dog is no longer with him. I still think that Hank is, he's been well buried under third base for years. So I don't buy this Brewers propaganda.
You know, I it might be propaganda, but I went back yesterday because I made a big montage, a tribute to Hank. And I didn't realize how much incredible audio and video there is from 2014 of Rick Schlesinger talking about Hank. And some of it's like,
you can
really
still buy Hank merch in the team store.
And it's brilliant work by old Schles. Okay. Because like he's constantly hammering home that this is not staged. We promise this is not staged, which the more you say that it's not staged, the more now I'm thinking that it's staged. But then in other bits of commentary, he went on, you know, it's just a great story of someone who's lost, who found a home and a straight, like he's just spinning it. But then amidst all of this, in all of this video with the Journal Sentinel or whatever, he's standing in front of the pro shop like, yeah, Hank is here 7 or 8 today and folks can come down and get the first chance at Hank merchandise, shirts, and it's just signing potographs. He was signing potographs. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. So if you want to see great PR and just a great spin, just look up Hank the dog and watch all the videos from 2014 because it's really good.
I went to the press conference at the Humane Society when the rumors first started circulating that Hank was in fact dead. And that it was a new Hank. And so Rick's out there and they're like, all right, we're ready to bring out the new Hank. And they bring out this like fucking huge ass dog. That's, you know, like a, I don't know, like a greyhound.
Is that a real thing that happened?
Yeah. They're like, here's Hank. And then everyone's like, what? And he's like, I'm just kidding. And then like another, like Hank's brother came out or whatever.
Huh.
The most touching piece of media is Doug Melvin in the office in Maryvale offering Hank a contract and breaking the news to Hank, who they sit in the chair on the other side of the desk, telling him that you're not really sure where you're going to play, but you know, you're good enough to make the team. That was adorable. So I don't know if it was real. I don't know if the actual real Hank died, but going back, I think it aged well. That was a cool promotion as much.
Do
as
you think did. That, Hank, the dog era officially, I guess, coming to an end. Do you think it's more reflective of a greater thing with the Milwaukee Brewers that we can finally move on from this era of Hank the dog and Craig Counsell and massive playoff disappointments? Or is Hank the dog's ghost now going to haunt everything about us?
Not going to haunt. In fact, winning one for Hank, it being a World Series in honor of, is more real now than it ever has been.
The
inspiration.
The win 1-4 blank thing from Brewers fans always makes me laugh because motivation is not the issue here. It's not, they've not failed to make a World Series through lack of motivation. Yeah. Let's win one for Uke.
Win one for these 1982 guys that,
yeah.
I mean, hey, if the iron was ever hot to make a movie about the 82 Brewers, it was 2024.
You don't celebrate 42-year reunions? That's not.
Is that how many years it's been? 42?
I do want to play your video that you took, Grant. So I'm going to share the screen your own video of Twitter. You ripped this off Amazon from the game.
Oh, yeah.
This is Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Speaking of dogs, he's a menace. Kirk Herbstreit, I have no place for him in my life anymore. Not only did he bully Florida State out of the playoffs, but this dog thing where you can't even question if it's like, you can't even, hey, should he have this old ass dog all over the country? You can't even question it. It's unbelievable. So here's them talking about Craig Counsell for some reason.
Craig Counsell.
Now a manager, right?
Yeah,
I think he is. The Cubs. No, he manages the
Charles Johnson behind the plate.
Kenny Hurd, who does he manage?
Brewers. I think he's Brewers. Or he was.
Brewers, I think he's the Brewers. Or he was. If you had a hard time with that audio, I don't care. Just rewind and turn it up. Why do I have to turn up everything for anyone? Just turn it up. Paul's pointing to me, turn up. Turn it up.
I can barely hear it.
You got a volume. Turn it up.
Or go to Grant and Bill's X page.
There you go. But this is the thing. Again, it's like this thing that consumed us
still
for
is
so long. It's a talking point on Thursday Night Football. And these two motherfuckers, they don't know. They don't even care. It's like it never even happened.
But it's kind of to your point. If this was like Joe Torre went from the Yankees to the Red Sox,
it would like, never be like, oh, Terry Francona, is he with the Yankees?
Right.
No, he's still Red Sox.
That's exactly right.
And then at the end of that clip, Al Michaels, when somehow there wasn't a producer, there's got to be, I don't know, at least two. Like there's got to be probably more. And no one was like, Al, he's on the Cubs.
Cubs.
So that's kind of amazing. But at the end of that clip, before they go back into game action, Al goes, that's just kind of where we are tonight. And I feel like that's every week with Al Michaels now. You get to a point in the game where he's like, well, this is obviously a shit show. Like he just makes some comment deprecating on the game that he's calling. And I don't, like some people are offended by that. I'm not.
They have a better schedule specifically to shut his ass up.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. And then he still goes like, well, it's late in the game. This field goal important to some. There's been gambling lines on the fucking screen the entire night, dude.
I saw people point this out on Twitter. People have caught up to your take of like, you don't need to do that anymore, Al. Yeah. I saw multiple tweets last night about that.
He thinks every bet ever placed is in a back room in an Italian restaurant.
But even before the game was out of hand last night, I did text you guys. And of course, I was behind on the game, not watching live because I'm cool like that. And I saw the same clip. Well, not this one, not the Brewer one, but one when the first touchdown of the game was scored by James Cook. And he was like as unenthusiastic about a touchdown as an announcer could be. And I texted you guys. I said, wow, Al Michaels has really lost 15 miles per hour off his fastball. And then that same clip was one that I saw going around today of like, time to call it a career, Al.
It's that be with your family.
Yeah, it's time to be with your family. That's the one.
Well, Al Michaels was never a guy who touched 99 anyways. Like, even when Al Michaels... I wasn't alive in 1980, you know, whatever. The miracle.
No, I'm saying
10 years ago, Sunday Night Football, he was never the guy who would scream. It was still relatively tame compared to other announcers. So this is just an obviously aged version of an announcer that, to use a baseball net, like, he was never touching 99 anyways.
Also, can I shit on the Do You Believe in Miracles call?
This is...
Do you believe in miracles? That's the call. But then he says, yes. No, sir.
That's such a...
You answered your own rhetorical question. Just looking for an angle.
All right, well, you're looking.
Just looking for an angle. I have a deal for all of you. If you're looking for a deal, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. The promo code is BART. gummies, the balms, the lotion that you can rub. We're talking CBD products that help you in various ways. We're also talking about the THC-infused stuff, which will help you in other ways. You do not need to get in your car, fill up, go to some other state that's not beautiful landscape of Wisconsin to go find what you're looking for. Although it is nice to see other terrain in Wisconsin, and that allows you to do that. If you go north, if you go south, you're just on I-94, and you just go through Racine and Kenosha, two armpit fucking dumps. But we appreciate our listeners in Racine and Kenosha, Illinois. Check it out, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Remember, they've expanded their line of seltzers, so you can get those, or you can just pick up everything right at the office in Muskego, happyplacehemp.com.
Light it. There's only one place you can hear a three-time national championship winning head coach,
a Heisman Trophy winning running back and national champion,
and someone to keep everything on the tracks. Every week, Coach Urban Meyer, running back Mark Ingram, then me, Rob Stone, get into what matters most to you.
We take you inside the biggest moments in college football
while having some fun bringing you guests from all over sports and entertainment.
Watch Triple Option on YouTube or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Imig is our host for the proceedings. What do you got?
I know you've talked about this at a national level, Bart. Grant, you have maybe this in your show tonight, in the Wisco Sports Show. But I just want to Wisconsinify the Tua story for a moment.
Yes.
Because that's how I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it if Tua was the Packers quarterback and we had a really good team and Skylar Thompson was the backup, a.k.a. our season is, well, less Tannehill. But, like, it's week two. And the season's over if this is your situation, but also, like, you're a human with empathy, so those two things can be challenging, right? If this Tua situation happened to your team's favorite player, I guess I don't quite know how to ask it, but, like, you would be wanting him to, hoping he would retire.
Well, Paul, we did live through this.
Well, we did not know what we knew now then.
But during Brett Favre, I mean, who didn't celebrate when he came back on, threw a touchdown, and then we all laughed because he didn't know where he was and still was able to throw a touchdown.
But clearly concussions and CTE weren't known then what they are now. And also, I was 10. You were 10. Grant was -2.
It's no excuse.
We had no idea. So I'm just saying, in today's era where we actually know, like, what that posturing thing is, and, like, we've seen guys who've had their brains examined posthumously. That's, like, you know, I don't know.
I understand the difference between Tua and other people because there's three concussions now and some people have none.
It's three known concussions. Like,
well, one thing I brought up was Corey Koski.
Concussions.
I brought up Corey Koski last night where when he smacked his head against the third base, whatever, when he's playing third base for the Brewers all those years ago, he never played again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, three is, like, okay. But also one is bad.
Yeah.
I don't think two is retiring. I don't think he's going to.
I don't think he is either.
So I think should he retire? I think a lot of people saying he should retire. I think it feels like the right thing to say.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want to get past, like, the posturing of, like,
I don't want any of these guys to be 40 years old and not know how to eat a sandwich.
Right.
So if it's at the expense of my team, but this guy can have a nice life afterwards, that's just something you have to deal with. Mm-hmm. We need to, like, guys get hurt. And the brain is part of that. Like, head injuries are a part of that. I also said that if Tua would have worn a Guardian cap last night, people would have been making fun of him all night.
Sure.
I mean, it would have been a thing to get made fun of. Even whoever was wearing it was getting made fun of.
Did you hear what J.J. Watt said about the Guardian caps? Did you guys see that little clip from CBS?
No.
Did he not like him?
Well, no. I guess maybe it's not worth having an opinion on, but it was in the Steelers game and O-lineman had it. And J.J. Watt's like, hey, man, like, they asked him his opinion. He's like, if that makes guys feel safer, like, more than welcome to wear it. Would I wear it? No, but everyone's more than it was. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I'll find it and send it to you guys. But I was just wondering.
I try to ignore all things JJ Watt.
It's just odd to be like, hey, if that makes you feel safer, it's like, well, actually, the science.
How many people are ordering that meal, I wonder, the J.J. Watt meal? I've never seen a meal that's so, like, that's a specific order. Like, can you make adjustments to the J.J. Watt meal?
No.
It is a very specific order. It's not like, you know, it's not like getting a pepperoni melt.
We're
getting a goddamn four-piece order that's very specific.
The TJ Watt meal is very similar, except it's just a lot like more like brash, well, a lot shittier.
I wish more people would get on my side that TJ Watt's the dirtiest player in the league.
Yeah,
he just wants to injure someone important.
Have you shared your TJ Watt autograph signing story with the national audience yet?
I think so.
Yeah,
It was him, Dari Agumbawale. Vince Beagle and one more. And all those guys were just like waiting there. And then TJ's in some side room with his parents, like looking out the window, like, and then he comes for the shortest amount of time and then just leaves. I was like, oh, okay. Cause I was trying to talk to TJ Watt.
This is when you were at the Fan?
Yes.
You were there for work. I'm asking that you reacted.
No,
as
yeah.
That was
no, yeah, I'm sorry. Question. I didn't mean to. Yeah.
No. And I didn't mean to either. This is a problem that we have. I was just wondering.
Oh, no problem.
All I would say about the Tua question, and Grant, you can answer it obviously too, is like, if and when he comes back, Dolphins fans will cheer. I would be very conflicted doing that.
Oh, people just always cheer. It doesn't matter. People will cheer.
I'm not saying they won't or shouldn't, but like, I would be like, oh God. Oh fuck.
No, that's not what Jesus. People will
do. I'm saying what I would do. Like, I'd be like, oh please. Oh geez. Like,
I don't doubt that you would do that. You would do that.
Also, I would do this is like, this is the loudest I would clap regardless, to be clear.
Oh. I'm a hooter and hollerer. I like to hoot.
But to be fair, you also don't make it through seventh innings or third quarters for related reasons.
Those were two games of the hundreds of games I've been to.
Sure. Cherry pick away, Paul. Go ahead.
Cherry pick away the more than one time I fell asleep drunk at a sporting event.
On Tua, the cheering, the feeling good about it. I might say this tonight. This will probably be all I say about it on my show. If Tua thinks with his family and with his doctors that it's in his best interest to keep playing and that's what he wants to do, then go ahead.
Yeah, right. That's the correct answer. But how would you feel as a Packers fan? If it was your guy, obviously.
Yeah, I hope for the best for him. I hope that he learns how to, you know, Aaron Rodgers once upon a time adjusted a helmet. Tua has talked about, you know, changing his play style. I hope the best for him. I hope that he makes adjustments and continues to be a successful NFL player and earn paychecks for his family. That's a lot of money. I remember, so this would have been 2 years ago, right? In 2022. I can't remember what show or what podcast. I have a vivid memory. I mean, not vivid enough, but some level of vivid listening to a podcast. And I think it was some NFL player, people who covered the league, talking about Tua's situation. And it's like, you guys don't, you know, the normal Jimmy or Joe, like, doesn't quite grasp, like, these men have, you know, some of them have tiny windows, but even, you know, for the average, I don't know how long the average NFL career is. Like, this is when they have an opportunity to make life-changing money for their wife, for their kids, for their kids' kids. And I don't know that us normal people can comprehend the risk that those men are willing to take with their short career. You know, if it's, you know, bad health, whether it's a back or a knee or their head at the end of their life. So if Tua thinks that that's what he wants to do and he sits down with his doctors and his family, then, like, I don't know. Media people around the league today and around the country are pleading to Tua. It's like, you guys don't even know what's going on. Like, you don't even know what type of
concussion. See, that's what I was railing against. Like, some of that there's a lot of people doing performative stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I wish the best for Tua too, obviously, because I'm a halfway decent empathetic human, but I don't know what's going on in his body. I don't know the conversations he's having. Why is it any of my business?
There's a whole list of procedures that he's going to go through. And if after that they deem that he can play, he's got a decision to make based off of that. I think if you're somebody that's in a media standpoint, sitting behind a desk, you can say things like, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Like, I think there's got to be a lot of, this is a question where you don't need to really like come out and, you know, make a big stance on it, because there's a lot you don't know and it's not you. All of this like Good Morning Football type of, look at me, Tua. Look at me in the camera. I got to plead with you. Like that kind of bullshit.
Kyle Brandt, sit down with me for a second. Let's talk. Let's chat.
And yeah. I don't even know that he did that today, but I know that he did that today without even having to know. I know that they did that today. So not to like divulge what some of my politics may be, but I am generally someone who, if it doesn't affect me, why are you guys running away?
I liked Grant's idea.
It's a funny bit.
If you do something that doesn't affect the well-being of another person, who am I to stop you?
Yep.
So smoking in your home, you know, indulging in whatever you may be indulging of. But then also, when do we as a society or as people have like a moral obligation to say, man, this guy is killing himself. He smokes too much. He's doing too much. He's too much of the rocks. We still call it the rocks.
Sure.
Like I don't know. What is rocks? Crack.
Crack. Okay. Sure. Okay.
When at one point do we say, yes, Tua is not harming anyone else, but the danger to him is so great that we then have a responsibility to step in. And that's why I think you've seen Nick Saban potentially reach out. You've seen other coaches talk about it.
But all knows him, I would assume, right? Like Nick Saban is, in a way, a member of Tua's extended family. They have a relationship together. That was his coach. Okay, if Nick Saban... And by the way, Nick Saban didn't go on TV and do a thing. It was just reported that Nick Saban gave him a call or reached out to him somehow, right?
That's no, didn't, great. Didn't, did Saban not say that on McAfee's show?
He might. Maybe I. Maybe
something
I.
Like that.
I'm not sure.
I muted all McAfee content because I don't like that they use Grok. They use Grok for a segment now.
Hmm. That show has the preeminent Packers fan.
Grok, right? The Twitter thing. Anybody that has any involvement with Twitter, I just block.
I'm blocked by McAfee.
Paul,
so I
also don't say that.
The number one.
I was just bitching to Horvat about Ty.
The number one Packers fan in the world.
But then I did say, if he is an owner, I will stand back, and I think he might be an owner.
When you see him at the meeting, just let us know. Yeah.
You want to talk about Tua today? This is what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to say, all right, I hope and I wish the best for him, but let's act like that injury didn't happen. What would we be talking about today? He sucked and look like the exact quarterback that the Dolphins were so nervous to pay all that money to.
Yeah, honestly. And
that's an interesting sports topic to me.
And like I said, I was behind.
But can you do that topic with the injury?
I think so. As long as you go about it.
Doesn't
it
feel, I'm not going to go shit on Tua for throwing three picks. He looked like ass when his brain
it's not an anti-Tua thing. It's at some point this league is going to have to find a way to reason with quarterbacks like Tua. To a lesser degree, Dak, and now I'm drawing a blank on some of these quarterbacks who are good but not great, but think, hey, it's my turn to reset the market because I'm a quarterback, and that's how it works, even if they're not.
I got a Facebook message. You know, these people, they message me on Facebook. Tomorrow's show, you should somehow pencil into the show how Haley Welch could replace Tua. She could hawk the ball as good as Tua.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to wonder.
Mm-hmm. It's good
like,
stuff.
Where are you in your like? Where are you in your creative journey?
Mm.
That you are just now trying to come up with Hawk Tua jokes.
Mm.
Has this not been a thing for 6 months? Are you just and are you thinking this guy who I don't know, who's on the radio, who I sometimes listen to? I got something he will like to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably get one shot at this. One shot at really impressing, like, a line that he might say. And I'm gonna make a Hawk Tua joke.
Mm-hmm. I don't appreciate that you're mentioning my burner.
I think you have a lot of burners there, Paulie boy.
That's the main one. Whatever that one is, it's the main one.
What else you got that's not...
Let me just ask you this. I'll say this, but then I'll ask you just real quickly to conclude that topic. Journalistically, Antonio Pierce saying it at his press conference, like an opposing NFL head coach commenting on it to the degree and the angle at which he did. I don't think it's going to be like what you lead with tonight, Bart, but I would...
No, I'll lead with Tua. There's nothing else.
No, but I'm saying like specifically like Antonio Pierce, a different NFL head coach commenting on it, telling an opposing starting quarterback to retire because it's not worth it is like crazy. If that head coach was a more prominently named head coach, right, as opposed to a guy who just got upgraded from interim, that's, I can't believe he did that. Like, I'm shocked. Really? Yes, very much so, really.
I can't believe he punted the ball in those couple instances.
Well, that's fourth and one in Chargers territory.
That's its own thing. So you're not as, like, blown away that an opposing coach would tell an opposing starting quarterback to retire?
No, I think it's, I mean, I think that it's almost so safe of a thing to say that by not saying it, was he asked about it, or did he just come out and say, first of all, I want...
I didn't see what led to it.
We have the Dolphins in week six.
But if it was,
I don't know if that's true.
If Matt LaFleur was asked today about Tua and what he thinks he should do, you think Matt LaFleur is going to say,
no,
yeah, right. Honestly, he should retire?
No, because I think, again, this is my other point, is that if you think Tua should retire, I think you think a lot more people should retire.
Well, are there more... I mean, are there multiple players in the league that have... three plus documented cases?
I got this one guy who messaged me from Cleveland last night. He said, it's a good tweet. He said, this discussion comes up a lot in Cleveland. Our Pro Bowl corner with the Browns, Denzel Ward, has had 5 concussions, including one in the preseason this year. Ward said it never crossed his mind to stop playing.
Concerning.
Yeah, so why isn't everybody out today saying Denzel Ward needs to retire?
If this would have happened on the 3 o'clock slate, buried by Tom Brady's debut on Sunday, like, people would be talking about it. But like, what percent do you think?
I mean, it doesn't. It's getting
same
more.
Same thing when the Damar Hamlin got hurt. And also, Tua had a concussion on Thursday Night Football 2 years ago, so it's even more pronounced in our heads.
And that was the second, that was like the one where he came back way too soon, right? That was the second one where he had just come back or something.
All right, I'd like to hawk this Tua segment.
All right,
into the past.
Fuck yourself. Jordan, you don't know the answer to the following question. This is one of those just like, what's your gut feel questions? Jordan Love is only going to miss one game. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. What's your gut tell you?
I don't know what LaFleur is up to, and I don't like it. Is he trying to get the Colts to prepare for Jordan Love? Because if he is, that's what they should be doing. And then if you play Malik Willis, you just get a shittier version of the quarterback you prepared for. It's not like the Colts are like, we have to spend 50% of the time on Malik Willis and then 50% on Jordan Love. When coaches do this bullshit, if you're not playing, if he's not playing, then he's not playing. If you think he's playing, you think he's playing. But it just does seem like LaFleur's like, I've got an idea. I don't like that. I think Jordan Love, I think he misses a couple games.
Over under 2.5. You'd go under. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
I thought I saw a pretty decent report that we got the Vikings week 4, seems like, when he could come back.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, I don't.
Yeah, I know you don't know. What's your, what?
My gut feeling is he misses a couple games.
Couple.
And he's not playing. I'm not preparing for him to play this weekend.
No. Grant, what's your gut tell you? Jordan Love only misses one game, mm-hmm, or mm-mm.
Mm-mm. He'll miss more than one. But I don't think more than 3.
Okay, so you would take the under on 2.5.
I would take the under on...
Oh, wait. Maybe you wouldn't.
No. Well, this is why we do halves, is because you're forcing me. I think it's 3. I'd go over 2.5 then. I think
Bart, you'd go over 2.5?
No, I'm taking the under, two.
More likely to be two than four. However, that's how I feel. Yeah.
And I don't like how all of a sudden the Packers aren't going to make the playoffs.
Okay, that's my next question. So hold that thought. This was the preemptive one to say, because I think now the odds are that they're not, right? Like, if you were to bet it today, Packers make the playoffs, like, you'd be, right? So let's say Jordan Love misses two or three games, right? We can't quite agree on what the number would be. He misses two or three games. I know the teams aren't great, like Colts, Titans, I guess Vikings. I'm still not sold that the Vikings win more than seven. Can the Packers win with Malik Willis? And
no.
So are they? I mean, if the Packers start 0-3 with losses,
they need to win. If he's out four games, they need to win a game. The worst they can be is 1-4. That is the worst they can be.
And that, I mean, if they're 1-4 and we're talking about, okay, Jordan Love is coming back this weekend, they're 1-4. You're feeling fine. Okay, they're 1-4. Love is about to make his
appearance. Feeling fine. You're 1-4.
That's what I'm saying. So you would still, what would the record need to be for you to bet against them making the playoffs?
0-5.
What?
0-5.
So if they're 0-5, you're counting them out, but even 1-4, you're like, yeah, no, there's a chance.
Yeah.
Grant?
At 0-5?
No. Like, what's your number where you're like, Love coming? So the record is X.
Probably.
Love is about to come back. I'm still feeling optimistic enough about a playoff chance.
Well, optimistic enough versus I can't quite rule them out yet. Or those are two different things. Like, at 0-5, done club. At 1-4, I'm scared to death, but not done club. But leaning towards done club, but not done, because I just don't, you shouldn't just throw done club around. That's how you end up as Hot Take Jake last year, who ended up, and Hot Take Jake, by the way, has been calling my show. I appreciate that, Hot Take Jake. But like, Jesus, you had three different takes that were all opposed to each other last season. Like, you just need to breathe a little bit. So I'm not done.
Hot Take Jake sent me a message today that he likes that shitty new Packers hat.
Oh, death penalty. Anyone who wears that, jail.
Where is that hat? I saw you tweet it.
Tony tweeted it. Tony posted it and was like, Packers fans, what say you? Like, Tony is...
Shut up.
He didn't say that. I think it was like, yes or no. Paul,
oh, we got a yay or nay.
Oh, it's so bad.
All right, Paul, I'll give you the
you picture. Might like this, actually, if it matches
Paul,
the music.
Paul,
taste,
Paul, like this shit. Paul likes unique headwear.
Is it a plain black hat?
No,
it's a helmet.
It's worse.
It's like you're wearing the helmet.
That didn't even occur to me. It's so ugly, I didn't even put that together that it's the helmet.
Yeah, it's called a helmet hat.
I do not want that hat.
No.
I do not want it.
It looks like a misprint.
It does. It does look like a misprint. That's a good way
to put it. It looks like you get this at $9.99 at Scheels.
You should be so lucky to be able to buy anything at Scheels for less than $10. Yeah, no chance.
My high school, junior high social studies teacher, once a week he rocked this Lions jersey where it was 80 on the front and back for Herman Moore, but then it was a misprint 19 on the sides for Scott Mitchell. And he's like, I had to get it. It was $7.99. It's still a jersey.
That's smart. I don't care. Yeah.
We're like, do you like the Lions? He goes, I like good deals. We said, is this a good deal?
It's unique.
So every Friday, you wear the Lions jersey. Mr. Anderson was his name.
Mr. Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Junior high.
One of my favorites.
So you do call it junior high? It's not middle school?
I was going to say it's middle school now.
When I grew up, I went to Woodworth Junior High.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like a lot more people said middle school. I felt that we were rare in that, but we were also 7-9. Mm. I didn't go to high school till 10th grade.
Interesting. Dumb. Mm-hmm.
And then they built a new building, and then 9th graders finally came.
Mm.
And then I think the junior highs went to middle school. So because we were 7-9, what, Grant?
No, keep going. I'm just laughing.
That's interesting lore. I don't know.
I don't know that it is, but that's why I'm laughing.
It was always interesting Fond du Lac news.
I had people from Sheboygan not like that you dumped on Sheboygan last week, and then I said why would I defend? What would you like me to defend about fucking Sheboygan?
Yeah, Sheboygan.
I like Sheboygan.
Why?
I don't know. It was actually interesting. I saw a new headline about Sheboygan this week.
Okay.
I don't know. It was a piece of Sheboygan news. Let me Google Sheboygan.
I also saw Sheboygan in the news. I was going to send it to you. What was it?
It still sucks. That was it. That broke this week. I forgot that I said that was. Did you guys not see that coming?
No.
Oh, I should have sold it. I should have sold it harder. I thought that was a. I thought there's no chance that was going
to
work.
You were prepared for what he's about to do?
No, I saw someone tweet about Sheboygan today.
Okay. Grant, I was not prepared, so you should have gone harder on that.
I should have. Shit.
I mean, how can you not celebrate a city that raised Sam Decker into the man he is today? God, how can you not just love that place?
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't win that title.
God damn it. You just, you explore takes, but you always go too far.
Well, it was such a false title. None of us really cared. We were just all trying to get over the Packers.
Yes, we did.
We're all trying to get over the Packers.
Some of us really like Badger basketball. You are unique in that.
So boring.
No, it's not. Oh my God.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
Bucks, but no, Bucks, that's great. Blowouts every other night. Maybe the good players will play. That's great. You're right. That's way better. That's good. That's where it's at.
Okay.
Bucks were better when there was no expectations.
Oh, yeah.
That I agree with.
You're looking forward to the post Giannis era with no expectations and cheap tickets. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait till the Bucks are finally like, oh, we can't jack up season tickets 280% every year.
Are tickets going to get cheaper? I need to see that happen before I believe it.
Like if and when they eventually at some point in the future stink again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are talking to a guy also wearing a Warriors hat and the four championships. Well, with the Bucks, that's kind of the bonus championship. I've really had the four, and then the Bucks are just kind of the bonus. As a big Warriors fan.
Was?
No, I am. I love the Warriors.
Breaking news. Seriously. The Packers officially listed Jordan Love as questionable, not doubtful.
Christian McCaffrey questionable?
It does, in fact, say parentheses CMC-ish.
I can't wait for the Packers to win this game. And then Pam Oliver is going to be down on the field with Malik Willis. Malik, because she talks so slowly now for some reason. When did you learn that you'd be starting? And he goes, oh, last Monday. It's like, fucking A. Like, we just went through this last week. Would be funny.
Now, again, maybe this is coming from a former beat guy. And I know, like, back in those days, there was probable and questionable and doubtful and out. And now it's just questionable, doubtful, or out. There are parameters. Obviously, they're not very strictly enforced, like the McCaffrey situation. But like you can't
means probable now.
Well, it means questionable and it means probable. But the point is you can't have like if you have 50 guys on the injury report throughout the year who you list as questionable and all 50 of them don't play, that's not okay. Like there are parameters that are built in.
It's like McCaffrey, he was questionable. My brother, he's been questionable every week of his life. He's always got a Q by his name.
So,
and he's also questionable.
So this is not nothing. I just want to point out, do I think he's playing? Mm-mm. So is Jordan Love going to play? Because questionable means, seriously, it means 50-50. That's what it means. In the rules of the NFL rule book, it means this player is 50-50. Doubtful is 75-25. Like probable used to mean 25-75. It's not nothing.
Matt LaFleur's done. He's done a good job of selling this week. I'll give Matt LaFleur credit.
But this is different than selling it. Like the official. Yeah, I know, like the Shanahan, like plays with the designations apparently and lies about them and has no repercussions.
Which, by the way, I don't care. I don't care about that at all. Sorry.
You know what Matt LaFleur is doing? I will give him credit for this. Matt LaFleur understands that there's a lot of parents that have just taken their kids back to school this week, and there's a lot of extra park time where there's dads sitting around and talking that have nothing in common until someone brings up sports. So Matt LaFleur's given us something to talk about, like standing around. Hey, you watch that Packer game? Yeah, yeah. Hey, did you hear Jordan Love's questionable? Well, then now you're all talking for 10 minutes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is the pickup line really the hellscape you parents make it out to be, or
is what?
You guys just dramatic? The pickup line at school?
I walk to school.
Yeah, same. I don't deal with it. Man.
Fucking urbanists. Okay.
The pickup line, yeah, it can be. Yeah, the pickup line can be. What sucks is that with my kid, I pick him up and then the park is right there. And sometimes they do recess. Here's the bullshit they've been doing. They do bonus recess at the end of the day, but it's just like the last 5 minutes of the day. So now my kid's in playground mode. And then I come pick him up and I go, all right, let's go home and sit on the couch. And the weather's been beautiful. And that's what one dad told me. He goes, I don't need to be here. I don't want to be here. But the weather's nice. He's just getting to learn these kids. I got to have my son be here. And I thought, well, let me know how that goes. I'm going to go watch fucking YouTube. My kid goes, Daddy, can we make YouTube videos where I'm the star? And I said, absolutely not, son.
It's not all it's cracked up to be, Dad. Trust me, I do it with Grant.
But then, when you're 15 and you're yelling at me, you made me into the Rizzler. Are we up on the Rizzler? Are we all up on the Rizzler? Are we all up on Boom and Doom?
Boom and Doom, yeah. The Rizzler. AJ? I don't.
Oh, I like those guys, I think.
Chicken, what is it? Chicken bake or chocolate chunk cookie?
Double chocolate chunk cookie.
It's good.
I'm into it. Content.
I mean, it's
trash.
But
then there's more video of this guy. He's been trying like 10 years to get something to stick. And now he finally did. Hard work pays off.
And he persisted. Yeah, I get it. I don't know. I just want
to. Well, you got to get into Big Justice.
What are these business? I don't know.
It's a family that goes to Costco, and now they're just famous for being a family on the internet.
So they weren't paid by Costco.
No.
Like, I'm aware of this Costco family, like, as a thing, but I figured it was like a paid advertisement situation.
Oh, no. They boom or doom.
What does that mean?
Well, boom is good.
They go through Costco and they say this is good or this is bad. This is boom or it's doom.
Well, at Costco, everything gets a boom. What else you got? Let's do one more.
No, let me just follow up now that the Jordan Love thing. Are you changing your... So he's questionable to just miss one game.
Jordan Love's not playing this weekend. If he does...
Agree.
If Jordan Love plays this weekend, I promise to you that I will enjoy the game.
Good. Good round back. Good way to come back to it. Grant, is it changing... I mean, you took the over on 2.5. Does it change your over 2.5?
I still think no. No, I think 2.5. And I think like 2.7.
Well, you mean you think 3.
Yeah, I think 3. Yeah, okay. Over 2.5, I think 3. Yep.
Okay. Anything you guys want to hit on? Because I have a couple like that I can go with Brewers, but I know that will bore Bart. And then, yeah. Well, Bart, here's the thing I'm going to recommend for you. Are you going to – I do think this is interesting national trivia. I think you should touch on Junior Bridgman being the fourth richest former NBA player and what he's now doing with that as a 10% stake owner in the Bucks. Isn't that interesting? Did you see the list of like the five wealthiest former NBA players, and it's everyone you would expect, and then Junior Bridgman is fourth? Is that not interesting? I find that interesting.
I mean, it's interesting, but if Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels don't know that Craig Counsell's the manager of the Cubs, I'm not bringing up Junior Bridgman. On the
but does that make it more interesting that it's like, wait, I don't even know who that is?
I'm fully in football mode, Paul. Some of these people call in and like, Cubs win or Guardians. And they just sit on the phone bank.
What do you want to talk about for NFL? What do you got?
I want to talk about how the biggest game of the weekend is Jacksonville and Cleveland, because the loser is fucked. If you're Cleveland and you lose, this is a loser leaves town match, Paul.
They're already fucked. Cleveland's already fucked.
I was going to say, does this change that Cleveland isn't?
But if you're Jacksonville and you lose to this Cleveland team, who Deshaun Watson, by the way, is very good against, 6-0 as a starter, 8 touchdowns, 327 yards a game, 2 rushing TDs. If they beat Jacksonville, all of a sudden Doug Peterson across 2 seasons would have lost 7 of his last 8. This is the game of the week.
No, it can't be.
I think
you can touch on the Bears. Did the Bears get the flukiest win of all fucking time?
And I will say, actually, to round that back, I think Tua, before his concussion, was every bit as bad as Will Levis was Sunday. And on the noon slate on Sunday, I watched Bears Titans. I didn't do Red Zone until 3:00. I watched Bears Titans because I wanted to see the full Bears experience. I wanted to see the full Caleb thing. Tua was every bit as bad as Will Levis.
Well, and now Adunze and the other one, or Keenan Allen, are both questionable. They neither practiced today. Not that either one of them was great on Sunday, because Keenan Allen was dropping ball. Like, it's not like Caleb Williams got a bunch of help from his wide receivers, honestly. So that impacts things. Do they have Houston this weekend, right?
Yeah.
The Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that's
right. I think the biggest game this weekend. What about Cincinnati at Kansas City? Cincinnati starts 0-2. Vibes are horrendous, and Joe Burrow still might not be healthy. Is their season done before it begins? 414-799-1250.
They always start slow.
414-677-1250.
677-1250.
When we changed the number, I knew. We're changing the number. We're changing the well-established number. Okay. I'll start looking at the classifieds.
The worst game you'd have to sit through this week. You know what? You don't get to watch everything else. You have to watch this one. What would be the worst pick that someone could give you? I'm going to force you to pick, sit through a bad game.
The worst game of the week?
Giants and Commanders.
Giants and Commanders are going to be bad.
But you kind of get the Jane Daniels thing. So what about Seattle? What about Seattle at New England?
No, I think New England might be
a game.
By the way, that's the Tom Brady game.
Good game. Fun stories.
I follow was doing Cowboys again.
I think the football in that game, though, Grant, will be terrible.
Yeah, but it'll be, they'll own it. No, it won't be terrible. It'll be defense and run the ball.
Poorly.
I got no interest in Steelers Broncos.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. I don't want to watch a Steelers. Well, but I don't know.
I mean, really? I do. I have interest in all these games, but just to.
Really sneaky fun game, Tampa Bay at Detroit. I'm kind of buying a lot of Baker Tampa Bay stock.
And they're 7.5-point underdogs. That's too high. I don't know if I said it in this space. I need to clarify something that I said. I would not root for the Bears over the Aaron Rodgers Jets in the Super Bowl. I have
changed your mind.
Come to my ways on that. Aaron Rodgers, watching him, does absolutely nothing to move me negatively or positively. He is just a guy.
But watching the Bears does do something to you still?
Well, yeah, all these fuckers think they're so good because Caleb Williams threw for 93 yards.
Is there really like a ton of like, look at us, look how great we were?
These are Bears fans, Paul.
No, but you're closer tied to this than I am.
You're making this up. This is not real.
Oh, the other thing that's not real is these reaction videos where people like watch games.
Out on those.
You're saying
like,
they have
the headphone on and then they put a clip up of like, there was a Packer fan watching the Bears-Titans game. It was totally fabricated. Will Levis, how can you? And then, like, Bears fan, people, it's not, I've turned. It's not even the people making the content that are bad to me anymore. It's the audience that is so stupid with the content. Had a caller last night. Hey, did you see that Peyton Manning might be the next head coach of the Broncos? You can't just see everything you see and say it. That doesn't even make sense.
Was this said by just like some like fake blog? Is this, I mean, where did
it was said by like Right Way Network or something fucking not real. Babylon B.
Aren't you glad though that you get to help these people to learn?
Nobody cares. I am screaming into a void.
What do you mean?
Nothing I say has any impact on anyone's life.
I was getting called. Zach Heilprin, our sports director, sent me screenshots today. I'm getting called a casual on one of the 24/7 Badger messaging boards because of what we've been saying about Phil Longo this week. And I'm pissed because I've been a casual about Badgers football in the past, but not this year. This team fucking sucks. And it's not my fault that Badger fans don't want to hear it. How did you and Horvat, I haven't listened yet. How did you and Horvat pick Jets at Titans? Because I think Tennessee is going to kick the shit out of Aaron Rodgers and that O-line.
I think we understand that the Titans theory leads us to take the Titans, but it's not Titans theory zone. And we got fucked on Titans theory last week because they were winning.
I love how this is canon to the Winklerverse, by the way. Like, you can say that and everyone listening is like, they did get fucked on that.
We got fucked on Titans theory.
The most
we like the Jets.
Here, I have an for you.
To cover 2.5?
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, sorry.
The most damning quote you've heard from a head coach in a long time is the quote in Tennessee that we would have won if we had just punted on first down.
That's something that we say on the radio, and
that you can you come back from that as a quarterback? Like, is that like, oh yeah, no worries. Like, dude, your coach just publicly said they would have won the game if they had punted on first down.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's a tough
wrong though. Can Will Levis, is Will Levis going to tell that coach that he's wrong?
No, which is maybe worse, that he's not wrong.
I don't even know that it's Will Levis cannot play that poorly again. He can't. And that Tennessee defensive front, like, they are nasty. That is a nasty front. They're going to kick the piss out of the Jets up front. And if the Jets, it's funny. It's really funny because we know that the Jets are Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and nothing else. We've known that for so long. And then the rubber hit the road on Monday night, and everyone's like, Jesus, it's kind of really just Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. Like, I don't. Sports are hard. They're not as hard as we sometimes make it. I don't know.
By the way, I think it was your boy, Kurt Benkert, Bart, post or at least share a video of Kirk Cousins practicing in Atlanta this week. Oh, yeah, it is. The Benkert tweet, well, which has 1.6 million views. Okay, this is why I saw it. It's a video of Kirk Cousins at practice, and the caption from Kurt Benkert is, he can't move. And if you watch it, Kirk Cousins cannot move.
Was so the like, reply, well, yeah, I can move Penix. More than this.
They probably should have started Penix, but they couldn't politically.
But like,
well,
what week,
right, I gotta go pick up my kid.
What week is Benkert? Oh, Benkert, jeez. What week is Penix starting over Cousins?
15.
So they will patiently wait, huh?
Yeah.
And then it does say, Grant, the reply tweet is, I could do way better than this.
Did he actually say that?
No.
He thought it. He totally thought it.
He thought the Falcons social media team needs to get on this right now.
Though the top comment on the top of it is, the Penix pick makes so much more sense now after watching week one. But
the Kirk contract makes less sense, so they don't get out of that. But I always like the Penix pick because they're mocking my team, and that makes me feel good. So I'm going to be okay with that. But we can pick this up next week.
Thank you for the Friday fun hang, boys.
See, yeah, this was good.
Nice to see you both. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy your footballs.
Nice to say that on an episode.
It is. Have a great weekend.
Boys, see ya. We'll be back. Thanks for coming into the Winklerverse.